Nolte, Ratings Implosion at CNN and MSNBC is Real and Spectacular. By John Nolte on November 20, 2024. For all you normal people looking to continue your election night celebrations, I am happy to inform you that for the full week of November 11, far-left CNN averaged only 337,000 viewers. That is not a typo. That's it. News about the post-election ratings collapse at CNN and MSNBC has been everywhere this week. Rather than be accused of cherry-picking this day or that, I decided to wait and see what the first full post-election week looked like. Never did I expect a glorious collapse like this. The demo viewership crash is especially astonishing. Those numbers in the 25 to 54 age demo set advertising rates. Here are the straight numbers, the averages from this past full week. The numbers in parentheses reflect the drop from the previous week. Total day total viewers, demo viewers. CNN, 337K, minus 53%. 58K, minus 73%. MSNBC, 487K, minus 50%. 45K, minus 74%. Fox News, 1.862 million, minus 29%. 236K, minus 50%. Primetime total viewers, demo viewers. CNN, 464K, minus 62%. 88K, minus 80%. MSNBC, 684K, minus 57%. 65K, minus 82%. Fox News, 2.974 million, minus 31%. 360K, minus 59%. A post-election ratings decline is no surprise. For example, the drops at Fox News are perfectly in line with expectations or a revert to norm. Millions of viewers and a healthy number of demo viewers. The declines for CNN and MSNBC are nowhere near reverting to norm. MSNBC generally attracts an average of about a million primetime viewers, while CNN hovers around 600K. Compared to this very same week a year ago, Fox News saw primetime gains of plus 62% in total viewers and plus 69% in the A25-54 demo, Adweek reported. During total day, FNC enjoyed gains of plus 52% in total viewers and plus 58% in the demo. That's clear evidence of an election year bounce. So, Fox News is thriving, has increased its numbers in the 50 to 60% range. Get a load of this. Year over year, MSNBC is down minus 45% in total viewers and minus 43% in the demo compared to this same week in 2023. During total day, the network declined minus 42% in total viewers and minus 47% in the demo. CNN saw its primetime schedule declining minus 9% in total viewers and minus 20% in the demo. During total day, CNN was down minus 26% in total viewers and minus 33% in the demo. CNN's drop might not be as harsh, but we are talking about a tiny audience to begin with. The bottom fell out of CNN a few years back. Teehee. Maybe, just maybe, all the lying is finally catching up to CNN and MSNBC. It's one thing to lie about Russia collusion or Hunter Biden's laptop. Leftists like those lies because they further the agenda of attacking Donald Trump and protecting Joe Biden. But this year's election 2024 lie was something very different. MSNBC and CNN basically told their viewers Trump had no chance of winning re-election. It would simply not happen. It couldn't happen. The last 10 days of the campaign were a real snow job, with MSNBC and CNN assuring their viewers that the Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden, the Puerto Rico joke, Trump calling for Liz Cheney's execution, and that absurd Iowa poll meant Trump was doomed. It was pure happy talk, as was the idea the election would not be called for a few days due to the closeness of the polling. CNN and MSNBC stupid viewers were led down a primrose path to doom and despair and serially misled about what voters cared about. In short, CNN and MSNBC betrayed their own viewers for a short-term ratings gain. These viewers also watched CNN and MSNBC fail to stop Trump after hurling everything they had at him, and that's an emperor with no clothes moment. They couldn't do it. They couldn't stop the orange bad man. They promised they could and he ended up triumphing all over America. Fox News' total viewership numbers have been corrected. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.